We may wonder what led the disciples to the first calling of the first disciples. They saw something wonderful, but what caused them to, what motivated them to want to abandon everything? They abandoned their livelihood, their homes, their security, their family ties. And maybe they had some, maybe they were married or maybe whatever reason. They abandon all that and they go to follow Jesus. What may have motivated them? Yeah, Simon Peter recognized there was something miraculous, but what about the rest of them? What motivated them? What went on in their hearts that led them to follow Jesus when he said, "Do not be afraid. From now on, he'll be catching people." I'm not saying what was going on with Jesus that he called them. We'll never know that. But what was happening in the disciples themselves? Perhaps they were unsatisfied with their lives. While good and probably, you know, manageable, something was missing in their lives. They sensed that they were called to something more, that they were looking for something more, that they sensed that something was tugging at their heart. They weren't settled with something. And then Jesus comes and basically addresses that need, addresses what they were looking for. And as soon as this it hits, something clicks, and they go to follow Jesus. And they will become known as the 12 apostles, part of the 12 apostles. And they'll go around spreading the gospel. These fishermen from, those days, a very insignificant country under Roman occupation. They'll preach to emperors, they'll preach to kings, they'll get martyred. And this faith that started in this little small rinky-dink area of the world will become so influential. Our whole society, it will become a Christian society. Kingdoms will become Christian. Emperors will convert. This great enterprise just started when Jesus called a few 12 men to follow him. And so today we are led to pray over the idea of vocations, those who are called by God for a special purpose, and particularly to the priesthood and to the religious life. Those who are called from the lay state into another state of life to carry out the Lord's command to go and go and catch people. In the first reading, we have the writer saying, "Here am I, send me." Certain people in our church are called. The Lord calls them, and they respond, "Here I am, send me." They come very nervously. They come, often they try to deny that they have a vocation. But yet, the further you run away from God, the harder it is to hide from him, and he will find you, and he will call you, and he will. So it's like he's like Liam Neeson. "I will find you, and I will give you a vocation." So it's like that. You've seen the movie Taken, yeah. He, on the phone, he says, "I will find you, and I will..." It's an action movie, so, but our Lord will find us, and and instead of doing what Liam Neeson, he will actually call us to a greater life, a greater, much deeper way, a much, I don't want to say better way, but a very better way for us, for those who are called, a better for them, in that if we follow the will of God, we are always happy. And for those who are called to the priesthood and to the religious life, they'll be happy despite the difficulties of that vocation. The difficulties are numerous. There's lots of challenges in that life. There's no shortage of it, as there is in married life as well. But it's not in escaping difficulties that we are happy. It's actually the opposite. It's in running into them, embracing them, expecting them. Imagine the person tries to run away from difficulties. They try to live an easy life. They end up suffering the most. Whereas the person who responds to suffering, who makes use of it, they end up the happiest because it forms them, it trains them, it forms their soul, and become a better person because of that. So for those who are afraid, especially afraid of following the Lord more deeply, it's best to just abandon your fears and jump, go right into the deep, cast, as our Lord commands, cast into the deep, put out into the deep waters. At first glance, our Lord is talking about the water, like physical waters, but upon meditation, he's actually talking in a more metaphorical way. Cast into the deeps of your soul, the depths of God's providence, and you will wield a huge catch. Many people here in this church you may not feel a call to a religious vocation or priesthood because you have a vocation or you're in a state of life where that's not possible. So the church asks that you pray for vocations, pray for young people, pray that more and more young men and women will answer the call to the priesthood and the religious life, to follow the Lord more closely in these followings. Because it really is a happy life. Studies have shown that priests, and really, there's been some sad cases, but by and large, they're some of the happiest people in society if they respond and follow their vocation. So pray for more vocations to arise to those vocations. Pray for those already in the priesthood and the religious life. And to some of the young people here, you may be wondering, where is God calling me? Where do I fit in God's chess piece or God's like jigsaw puzzle? You certainly have a piece. You certainly have a place. But to find it, you have to kind of look in yourselves. Look at, am I unsettled by something? Am I looking for something? Is something missing in my life? Am I unsatisfied? Am I looking for more? If the answer to any of those questions is yes, you probably might have a call to a religious vocation or to the priesthood. Look inside and look at your desires. Look at what's going on in your heart. Are you happy with the way you are, or do you feel that there's something missing? And if you feel that you're called to more, don't be afraid to cast out into the deep. Vocations are never as soon as you enter the seminary, you're ordained a priest. It actually takes many, many years of formation, of discernment, of prayer to make that decision. Like, I took almost 10 years to become a priest. It's never like an overnight. It's not like you go online, fill out a form, and they print out a collar, or a Roman collar comes in the mail and you just put it on you. It's not like that. It's a long, long period of prayer and discernment, and for priests and for religious orders, men and women in religious orders. And so, for everyone here, the Lord is still calling us to greater holiness, to do something greater for Him. But we're each called in our own way. But some of us are called to live a life in closer conformity to Christ, in the priesthood and the religious life. So let's pray for those in those vocations. Let's pray for more vocations. And for those who are considering a vocation or on the cusp of considering a vocation, look inside your heart. What do you see? What do you feel?